You don't hear that term used too often either.
Well, you mentioned pancake. Have you ever heard that called bang of the night?
No, pancakes. They're just now ready and true. I can.
Hot cake?
Yeah, hot cake, pancake. Yeah, hot cakes. Yeah.
Term. About flapjack?
Yeah.
The pancake would be probably the most common term.
Yeah.
What about this thing that you can make by making up some batter and frying it in deep fat? It's got a hole right in the middle of it.
Oh, donuts.
You ever heard of anybody taking a lump of that donut batter and just cooking it as is without the hole?
Yeah. I'm sure you can do it, but I
don't have any idea what that would be called.
No.
About how much flour would you say comes in a sack about like that?
Probably 10 pounds.
And if you were going to make a cake, what would you put in it to make it rise?
Baking powder.
Baking powder. Is there anything else that you could use to make cake or bread rise besides baking powder?
Oh yeah, you can use seltzer water and such a thing.
What about the stuff? Some of it comes in cakes and
yeast.
What about the two parts of an egg? What do you call them?
The yolk. The white or the yolk.
And the yolk is what color?
The yolk is yellow, orange.
Could you tell me about a few different ways of preparing eggs?
Frying, scrambling.
What about, say, cracking them and letting them...
And boiling.
You know, there's some sort of contraption that has boiling water under it, and a little thing on the top, this little container. You can break the contents of an egg in a cup, and the boiling... Yeah,
poaching.
What do you call the little piece of meat that you might cook along with your greens?
No, fat meat.
Fat meat?
Mm-hmm. Soft pork.
Has that soft pork, can that have a good bit of lean on it?
It could have, yeah. It all depends upon how it's cut by the butcher. And it could take it out of the lean part. It can have lean with it, if you so want that way.
Talking about meat, some people like to eat this type of meat that's sliced with their breakfast.
Bacon?
If you didn't want your bacon sliced and you wanted to buy a pretty good bit of it, you'd buy a whole
slab
of bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call that the middling?
Yeah. Let's see. It's part of the bacon. Mm-hmm. It's a section of dressed meat you call the middling. Mm-hmm. Or side pork, they call it. Mm-hmm. Soft. Middling.
Now, is bacon necessarily the same thing as smoked meat, or is that a more general term?
Smoked meat is another preparation for bacon, because you smoke hams, you can smoke your bacon also. Mm-hmm. You can buy it smoked or unsmoked even. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this other type of meat that's eaten at breakfast? It's hot, comes in links.
Sausage, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you call a man who sells meat exclusively?
Oh, a butcher.
And what about if the meat's been kept too long? You'd say it's done what?
Stale.
Spoiled.
Spoiled.
Have you ever heard of making anything from the meat from a hog's head?
Oh yeah, they make souse.
Ever heard that called anything else?
No, I guess that's it.
Ever heard tell of hog head cheese?
Yeah, I've heard of that. This area here is souse.
Souse. Now that souse, is it usually pickled?
Pickle it with vinegar. Mm-hmm. Put salt, pepper, so forth.
Have you ever heard of making any kind of dish by grinding up and cooking the hog liver?